For many families, knowing what happened and why could help bring closure. It would for Selena Fredericks. She lost her son Bryce in the Malaysia Airlines disaster in 2014. Russian-backed separatists shot down the passenger plane as it flew over eastern Ukraine. More than 290 passengers and crew died. Selena told me about her experience last summer when international investigators charged three Russians and one Ukrainian with murder in connection with the MH17 catastrophe. She's still waiting for the trial to start in a couple months. I reached out to her again today to see how she's doing. Is this Selena?
Yes, speaking.
Hi.
Yeah, my granddaughter is crying.
Oh. Selena told me that the UIA plane crash brings up the same emotions she felt after the MH17 crash.
It hurts to see what happened again. We hoped that it would never happen again, but still it did.
It sounds like for you, what you're saying is it was never a question of if this would happen again, but when. Why is that? What have you been crossing around your mind?
Because nothing changed. Airliners are still flying over conflict zones, over war zones. Airspaces are not closed when they should be. It's all about money.
You think it's all about the airlines trying to find the shortest routes? You told me when we spoke last summer that, in your case, Malaysia Airlines should take responsibility for the 2014 disaster because it flew over a known conflict zone. What responsibility do you think, in this case, Ukrainian International Airlines should be taking for having a flight take off from Tehran's airport on Wednesday?
It's the same situation. They shouldn't have flown because they were flying over conflict zone. They should have known in Ukraine. Of all countries.
Iranian officials are denying any responsibility for the Ukrainian plane crash. Does it remind you of the Russian government's denial of its involvement in the downing of MH17?
It's the same story all over again.
I know it's been incredibly difficult for you, and it happened in 2014, the loss of your son and his girlfriend. It's just something that really never ends. But in the case of the MH17 tragedy, are you still looking to get more information, to get more candor from Russia, to find out things you want to find out?
Yes. For us, the most important thing is the truth. What happened and why could it happen? Russia is not cooperating, only lying. That makes it very, very difficult for us. In March, the trial will start and we hope to get more answers.
Will you be at the trial?
Yes. I will be there every day.
I can't imagine what it's been like for you and families like yours, Selena, and how you continue to cope. But I wonder what advice you can give the families who had loved ones on the Ukrainian flight and are just entering this kind of nightmare.
It's very difficult. Take it day by day. Don't look too far forward. It's very difficult. In the beginning, I said, you have to keep breathing. That's all. And we feel again what those families feel now. It brings it all back. We grieve with them. It's horrible. Again.
Selena Fredericks lost her son Bryce to the Malaysia Airlines tragedy in 2014. She's been speaking with us about the Ukrainian commercial airline that crashed in Iran this week, killing all 176 passengers and crew on board. Selena, I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts with us today. I know it's hard, and I want to wish the best of luck to you.
You're very welcome, and I wish the families very much love and strength.
And I want you to go back to your wonderful grandchild right now and
Thank
have some
you.
Fun.